Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Hail, West Virginia. Hail, West Virginia.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. I am not joined by anybody but the main event today, our guest. Hails from Nashville, Tennessee. He's the pride of MTSU. He's now a Mountaineer, and he's part of Country Roads Trust. His name is Mr. Stephen Ford. Mr. Ford, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for having me, man. Quite the introduction there.
Well, we got to give it to you because you're doing big things in the name of Mountaineer Sports, and we really want to know what's going on because so many people have opinions, but very few people have answers. You're a guy with answers. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So can you basically tell us, just simply, what is Country Roads Trust?
Yeah, so we'll back up a little bit. Back to 2021, the NCAA passed a ruling where, you know, any student-athlete can profit off of their name, image, and likeness in a lot of different areas, whether that's through appearances or autograph signings or, you know, endorsement for brands, big and small corporations, small businesses, you name it. You know, we're here, Country Roads Trust, put together so that we can help educate and facilitate those NIL opportunities for WVU student athletes. We've got a little over 100 that are signed up with the trust right now. We encourage all to sign up with the trust. It doesn't cost anything for them to sign up. We do not take any commission on any corporate deals that come through. So 100% of the money that's brought into the trust goes to the student athletes. And we're able to go out into the marketplace and go sign corporate partnerships with companies like Inova or MVB Bank or Diversified Energy. And in turn, we'll go and do specific NIL deals, you know, with our current roster of student athletes. So we've, you know, 3 months launched and, you know, we're doing big things already, man.
Well, that sounds awesome, especially in the market, in the changing landscape of college athletics, intercollegiate athletics, that you have to have something like this because so many people see the money going to players and to schools elsewhere. So it's great that we have something right here for us, for the kids who come to Morgantown to represent our great state of West Virginia.
Absolutely. And again, I've said this before on in other interviews, and I'll say this again, you know, we did not want to get left behind. You know, we want to be at the forefront of NIL. And I think we were, you know, around, you know, 14, 15 collective that came up. And since then, you know, I think that all major universities have some form of a collective. So we were in early, and you know, we're proud to be here.
So we're proud to have you. I mean, as a fan, I was super excited to see this when it first popped up. I was very excited when I saw the board of trustees. Is that what you call it when you have former players like Jimmy Thrasher and Pat White and Pat McAfee who are part of this?
Yes, our athlete advisory committee. And, you know, we've had communication with everybody, and they've been great. You know, they're here to help, and, you know, we want to make sure that they're involved in the progress that we're making, and helping out with our student athletes as they prepare for life after WVU.
So you're not only helping them to make money now, but you're trying to teach them and set them up for money in the future. Is that correct?
Right. So we're here to also help build their brand. You know, a lot of these guys and girls, you know, when they've left WVU, most of them, if not all of them, will go professional in something other than the sport that they're playing. So, you know, it's on us over at the Trust, also at WVU, to help build them professionally for when they've left. And that's helped building a brand. We're going to bring in some folks that are going to help with some public speaking, so that when they get out into the public doing interviews, or, you know, whether that's job interviews or TV or radio interviews, they're going to be prepared. So we're funding all these resources for our student athletes so that they can be prepared when they've left.
Do you have an outreach program where you specifically make efforts to contact the players who are, or the players and the athletes who are a part of the university, or do they come to you?
So for the most part, the student athletes have come to us. They've, you know, let us know that they're interested in joining the Trust. I've had, you know, personal conversations with pretty much everybody. I've gone to the football team, spoken with them. I've spoken with all the women's soccer team, the baseball team. And we have pretty much all of those teams signed up. And, you know, like I said before, it does not cost any of these student athletes a single dime to come on board. And what I tell everybody is you either get 100% of nothing for not joining the Trust, or you have an opportunity for something. And as we've seen so far, we've been able to put opportunities for the majority of our student athletes so far.
How much – now, I know there was a belief, or at least some confusion initially when NIL first emerged, that the universities could not be a part of these trusts, that the universities could not coordinate with these trusts. I saw where Ohio State walked that back, and they are now coordinating between the university and their trust to help their student athletes. Has Country Roads Trust and WVU been able to do any coordination?
Yeah, and look, we are aligned with university and their, what they're trying to do, and that's to better the life of these student athletes. We are totally aligned with athletics. We're totally aligned with campus. And, you know, while we don't have a day-to-day relationship with them, you know, we're at a friendly arm's length, but we have their full support on everything we do. And I've spent several years in the athletics department over there, so I've got a lot of relationships, and we want to make sure we're doing things the right way. And, you know, we work with their compliance to make sure that any deal that we push through is compliant, not only with NCAA, but with WVU's NIL policy. So we have somewhat of a working relationship from a compliance standpoint. But other than that, you know, they're just here to make sure that we're succeeding.
And that's what we want, success on and off the field. Yeah. Everybody wants that. So we're all working towards the same goal. The question I have is, so there's been a lot of transfers for WVU, both in and out. As far as football goes, mostly out. When those players leave, when a guy like Akeem Mesidor is talking about leaving, and there's rumblings, because I heard them before it was official, Josh Chandler Samito or Tyke Smith, those kinds of guys, when those things happen, whether it's football, basketball, rifle team, whatever, are you guys involved in the outreach to try to change their mind or have an impact on their decision?
You know, we're not here to change anybody's minds, right? You know, we're here to help put the business aspect into play for these student athletes, and you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, a lot of them make these decisions based off of whether it's financial or something personal. And I'll say this on Mesidor, you know, he was a international student. So it was very hard for us to, and this goes for any international students. You know, it's not a university policy. It's not an NCAA policy. It's a government policy when it comes to visa status. So we did not, we felt that it was best if we stayed away from working with a lot of these international students because a lot of boxes have to be checked. But for the other, you know, student athletes, I did not have any conversations with them. You know, we're here to help with football, basketball, you know, women's, men's soccer, rifle, when it comes to this stuff. But we're not recruiters. We're not coaches. You know, they have those relationships already with these student athletes. We're just here to handle the business side. So to answer your question, we were not involved in any of those conversations when it comes to transfer. All I can speak on is what we've tried to do with the student athletes here and that are gone already. And then, you know, I wanted to speak on the international status for some of our student athletes.
I do know that I saw where Kentucky has figured some things out for Oscar Tshiebwe as far as being able to compensate him or find companies that are willing to compensate him for his time and his appearances. So I wonder if that's something that will evolve for Country Roads Trust in West Virginia in the future.
Yeah. So the way, and from what I understand, is, you know, there's two types of NIL deals. You've got the active and you've got the passive. So the active is out there, you know, doing appearances, and you're endorsing brands through your social media or on TV commercials. And then there's the passive rights, and which is utilizing his name, image, and likeness to sell licensed merchandise. Now, a lot of these student athletes can set up you know, websites where they're selling a lot of that, where they're not involved. So as long as they're not involved on the passive rights, then that's another way that they can profit off of it. Now, if they wanted to do something active, and just so that, you know, the WVU fan base understands, you know, a WVU student athlete who is international has to sign the deal in their home country. They have to execute the deal in their home country and have to be paid in their home country. So those three boxes have to be checked in order for us to be able to do a deal on the active side. And on the passive side, like I just explained, and which I see with Oscar Tshiebwe, a lot of that's coming through passive rights, and that's through selling merch with his face on it, his name on it, so on and so forth. So there are ways around it. It just depends on what kind of NIL deal you want to do with some of these athletes.
This stuff is tricky. I'm glad that you guys are on it and it's not me, because there's a lot of minutia. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot that is going on to get these players compensated in a fair market value anyway, right?
Right. Exactly.
But we love this. Again, we have Stephen Ford, the COO, the Chief Operating Officer of the Country Roads Trust, servicing the students of West Virginia University, the student athletes of West Virginia University, joining us, the Raspy Voice Kids, today. And he's answering our questions. Another question I wanted to know, do you put together, so you said the coaches, Neil Brown, Bob Huggins, Nikki Izzo Brown, any of those other coaches, they have the relationship with the kids. But does that relationship, do you guys have packages that you put together maybe for the coaches to present, or maybe an outline, just an idea of what is possible with Country Roads Trust when they enter a kid's home or when they enter a kid's DMs?
No. So here's what we, in a perfect world, you know, we do X number of deals, X number of dollars across either all sports or just football or just basketball or just women's soccer. And that gives the coaches a really big recruiting tool when they go into these kids' homes. You know, we've done X number of dollars, you know, an average deal is this much. So that's what they use when they step into these kids' homes. And let them know that they do have resources on the NIL side with Country Roads Trust. But our communication pretty much only happens with current rostered WVU student athletes. And, you know, we communicate with athletics through the compliance and through reporting of how much we've done with these number of athletes. And then the coaches can use that and have it in their war chest when they do go step in these kids' homes and say, hey, we've done X amount, average deal is this much. And we feel like over the next you know, 8 to 9 months, that number is only going to grow, and it's just going to help their recruiting efforts moving forward when it comes to NIL.
For football and basketball, where is that number now?
So I can't speak on where we're at as far as specific numbers, but we've raised in the millions of dollars so far since our launch.
That's a war chest. That's what we need. It's crazy. It used to be that it was an arms race for your locker room, for your facilities, and that's where kids that's where kids were really being swayed. And now it's just the direct to player route. So this is what we have to do. The other thing is, you talk about donating. You said the money taken in. So you're the chief operating officer. You work there. I know Amanda Mazie. I know Dale Wolfley. They do the Country Roads Trust podcast, and they do video production for you guys. How are they? How is that compensation? How does that compensation work?
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of fans out. You know, whether it's through social media or whatever platform. I've seen a lot of, you know, questions on this, and, you know, we have a group of investors that handle our overhead. That doesn't come from any of the donors. That doesn't come from any of the corporate sponsors, and certainly won't come from our fan membership platform. Anytime we get money that's brought in through donors, through corporate sponsorships, or that's going to come through our fan membership platform, 100% of that goes to the student athletes. Like I said, we've got a small group of investors that handle our very small overhead. But other than that, you know, none of the money that comes in from any other source is goes to our operating costs. So, I think there's been a lot of concern and questions about that. But I did want to put that out there.
That allays a lot of fears, because one of the first things I heard, I was excited when I first heard about Country Roads Trust. And then I had somebody douse water on the flames of my inferno, and they said to me, this is a scam. This is, you know, this is a trust is set up so that the money can be funneled, all these different things. And so you being transparent helps us to understand what's going on with this trust in particular.
Of course, of course. And I know that this whole NIL, Country Roads Trust, it's an educational process. Again, the law from the NCAA, you know, came into place in July of last year. So we're not even a year in. And then Country Roads Trust isn't even 3 months, you know, a little over 3 months in. So this is going to be a long-term educational process for everybody. But doing podcasts like this and interviews, I think that's going to help educate the fan base. And as we move forward, you know, everybody's going to start understanding what we're here to do. And that's our sole purpose, is to find better opportunities on the NIL side for our student athletes.
That's what we want. We want that coal money, especially. Where's that coal money? Is what people keep asking.
Yes, sir.
We're
always working.
So I don't know if you're familiar with our show or not, but we do a segment called Rapid Fire, and we've had everybody do it. We've had Pat McAfee. We've had Pat White. We've had most of your, not board of directors, but what did you call them?
The Athlete Advisory Committee.
The Athlete Advisory Committee. We've had probably, I would say, more than half of them on our show, and all of them have done the rapid fire segment of the interview. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
If you're swimming, do you test the water or just jump in?
I just jump in.
Lion King or Toy Story?
Ooh. My son's obsessed with Toy Story, so I'm going to go with Toy Story.
At a restaurant, do you go surf or do you go turf?
Ooh. I go turf. Love me a steak.
Do you sort, when you're online shopping, do you sort by price or rating?
Rating.
Nacho cheese or Cool Ranch Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
No salt for a year or no sugar for a year?
No sugar.
What is the best Pop-Tart?
Oh, it's got to be the Frosted Strawberry.
That bingo, by the way, bingo. You got both of the most important questions right. Toy Story and Strawberry, for sure. All right, back to the questions. Would you rather be a tiny elephant or a giant hamster?
I'm going to go with the tiny elephant.
And finally, The question that reveals the man you really are, do you pee in swimming pools?
No.
There you have it. He says no. The answer is no for do you pee in swimming pools? Stephen Ford of the Country Roads Trust, thank you so much for joining us today. Please tell the people where they can find you, where they can find Country Roads Trust, and how they can become involved with all that is going on.
Absolutely, Brandon, and thanks for having me. Fans can go sign up for updates leading into our membership launch here in a few weeks at join.countryroadstrust.com. That's join.countryroadstrust.com. Or they can go visit our main website at countryroadstrust.com.
All right, there you have it, people. Once again, we want to thank Stephen Ford for joining us. We want you to keep checking the RVK out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.